If you're interested in learning more about raising your vibration, check out our show notes.
Obviously, you do a beautiful work through Esther. And to me, I was trying to find questions that I would get an answer from you. The main reason was because I wanted to be right in front of you. And I had all those fairies telling me, Martha, this is the answer. Martha, this is the answer. You're like, well, I still want to go up there and ask Abraham.
So you got what you wanted.
You better believe it. Now, my part is, my profession is exactly what you're doing with Esther. She's doing a beautiful teamwork with you in relaying the message that you have for us.
Do you know that what we are doing with Esther is what everyone is and can be? In other words, Esther is not an exception to this.
That's what the fairy told me, but it's like, I still want to go and tell him and congratulate him because it's beautiful. It's a beautiful role model, being that she's doing such a beautiful job with the emotions, with the everything. And one of the things that I can think of right now is that I was listening to Esther through a Spanish interpreter in one of her readings, and I felt so blessed to be able to understand not only the interpreter, but Esther in her own language. That to me, how, like as I was listening to you, Abraham, how will I portray that emotion and that feeling and that excitement to another person that doesn't have this blessing of understanding Esther in a one-to-one as their first language? Now, my question, I guess, is I am a sign language interpreter. There is a lot of information that we as sign language interpreters are trying to convey to the people that we work with. And there's a lot of times that I feel, God, that was not a proper interpretation. What is the feeling that you allow Esther to feel for her now to feel like, wow, Esther, you did beautiful, but there's something you need to work on. And there's always work for us to try to feel better about what we do, but yet we know we're not doing the job 100%.
Well, especially in the early days, Esther worried about that. Mm-hmm. And every time that she stands in readiness for us to begin flowing, her words to us are always the same. They were the same just now. Abraham, I want to speak clearly your words. And she knows that we're not offering words. She means she wants to find the perfect word for the meaning that we are wanting to convey. And over time, Esther's ability to interpret more subtly every detail has increased. Of course, anything that you do longer, you become more proficient at. But right from the beginning, she would have never ever heard us say, you could do better than you are doing, because that's the wrong vibration, and you must not do that to yourself either, you see. If you are loving what you are doing, then it will become more. If you are criticizing what you are doing, exactly, then that becomes more. So just trust that it is always appropriate. It is always appropriate right where it is. And that's also something that you've been hearing, you see.
Yes.
In other words, you don't need to hear that from us. You're always being offered those reassurances. In fact, we say to many people, because all of you are extensions of Source, and to one degree or another, you are able to allow it if you will. And sometimes people will say, well, I'm getting these messages, but these messages are telling me that I'm inappropriate in this way or that way. And we say, that's not your inner being, that's your mother. That's someone out of the vortex who is wanting to motivate you to different behavior through criticism. And you will never hear that from your inner voice, from your inner being. It is always with appreciation that we are watching you in your translation of that which we are. So just be playful about it and easy about it, and know that that it's right. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Can I have
yes,
a beautiful example you just gave, and I think that's why I'm still in the profession, because those positive words are still trying to say, Martha, you are in the right profession. You're there for a reason. However, many times it's a very good profession financially, and sometimes it's like, am I doing it because I really know what I'm doing, or am I doing it because of the financial benefit from it? And a good example, I was born and raised until 11 in Mexico. However, I don't have that much knowledge in history. Yet I took a history class to interpret when I'm not really familiar with the background of the American history. And here is Martha trying to interpret in another language, in sign language, what history was about. And many times, even though Martha is saying, Martha, you were the chosen one to be here, another one is like, nah, I think you better tell them that you're not doing a good job. And it's a struggle, a daily struggle that...
Well, let us give you something that will help you. And this, we could not be having a better conversation on a better subject, given what we've been talking about all day here today. What's happening in this room as you are expressing to us, and Esther is translating us back to you, is that we are receiving you wholly, vibrationally. Sometimes Jerry used to laugh as he was taking notes during the seminars and then listening back to them later, that often he had no idea what the person's question was, because sometimes they just couldn't articulate what they meant. And then Abraham would go on and on and on with a very elaborate answer. And it wasn't until Jerry heard the answer that even had an inkling what the question was. And Esther said, that's because Abraham always, sometimes the answer didn't seem like it was answering what the person had asked. And Esther would say, that's because Abraham is answering what they mean, not what they say. So there's... In an environment like this, there is much more that is happening vibrationally than there is verbally. We are conveying to you at all levels of your being, and you are receiving, depending upon where you are vibrationally, at all levels of your being. The point of the conversation is that it provides a good focal point for us to all join together in a similar place, so that then the ensuing vibration that is attracted by virtue of that focus is more specific and more beneficial. So what we're giving you here is that what you are conveying, you are conveying more vibrationally in your interpretation than you are actually with the symbolism that you are offering. Because there is always so much that is broken down in any communication, you see. So as you stand there with your heart full of good intent, with your desire to assist in every way you can, and that is the true meaning that you're conveying, you're giving them so much more vibrationally than you could ever do with the scanty symbolism from your hand, or even the symbolism from the word or verbiage that is happening, you see. This is really the point of the grid. When a parent is angry with a child and wanting to correct the behavior of the child receives the message of anger far, far, far more significantly than the message of the behavior change. But when a parent has been working on the grid and is loving this child, actively loving this child, even though maybe wanting to correct some behavior from this vibration of love, now this child doesn't have all that resistance to overcome and really gets the pure message that the parent is offering. Every parent or teacher or mentor who is wanting to convey something to another has as the ulterior motive their desire to uplift and benefit, you see. And so if you realize that the less resistance that you are offering, the more opportunity they are to receive the benefit, then you know, you can't beat up on yourself. You can't see yourself as lacking in some way and convey to them what you really mean to convey to them. You see what we're getting at?
I feel it. I see it.
Thank what you are giving them, think about the grid that you are giving them. You are providing a grid, so they have a reason for being there with you and a subject that they wish to explore. And they are benefiting by what you are offering to them. What other ways could they receive that information?
What is making me strong right now is my desire for them to understand what I'm able to hear and somehow through my actions be able to portray that information, because many times I don't have it inside.
But along with the details that you are portraying or the information that you're portraying, what else are you providing for them? What other emotional grid-like things are you providing for them?
A good feeling emotion.
Yes, and speak more specifically about that. Why would that environment provide for them a good feeling emotion? It decreases their handicap. It makes them feel that they are able to accomplish what they want to, regardless of it. It makes it seem insignificant. You see what we are getting at? In other words, what is at the basis of your wanting to do that work? It's far more than the money. What is at the basis?
Wanting to share the blessings that I've received, I guess, wanting to.
But even specific to the information that you are projecting to them in that moment, what are you providing for them in that moment beyond the information that they're here, that they're receiving from you, hearing from you in that different way? Mm-hmm. What benefit are they receiving?
This is a very good example. One fairy is telling me the benefit that they're there, that they're enjoying the surroundings, that they're in a location that others probably were not before. And then another fairy saying, well, another interpreter could be there providing the same. And it's a daily struggle saying, trying to beat one and the other. And obviously the positive one is winning because I'm here standing in front of you, Abraham. So.
Well, this is what we're saying, that you're receiving from that inner perspective, and you're also receiving from your mother. In other words, as you work on your emotional grid prior to going there, this is what we're reaching for here, as we're asking you for what benefit that you're offering. So, what words would you find, and try to use emotional words? What is it that feels good about those moments? What's at the basis of that experience, that translating experience? What's at the basis? You want them to have the opportunity to hear. You want them to have the opportunity to feel normalcy. You want them to enjoy their world more. You want the knowledge to uplift them. You want their interest to be sparked in a new and better way. You want, and you're conveying all of that to them. And that emotional grid that you're conveying is hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of times more valuable to them than the details that you might be conveying. Esther and Jerry have laughed for years because as they've taken different vacations and cruises to different parts of the world, sometimes they would return to the same place and take the same excursion, which was led by a different guide. And the stories changed depending upon which guide was telling the story. And Jerry and Esther used to laugh to each other and say, history in the making. But really, the specifics of the story were not so important. What was important was being there, was sort of finding the familiarity of the place. And it was just mildly interesting, the details that they were offering. But the details were not significant to their experience. You see what we're getting at? It was the overall experience that is the significant thing. And you are doing a magnificent job of conveying that. So as you resonate there more, what will begin to happen? Two things will happen. One is you'll receive more insightful help yourself. In other words, different words will occur to you. Different things will occur to you. Easier ways of explaining things will begin to occur to you. It won't be, as you've already discovered, you cannot do a literal translation, can you?
No.
It cannot be literal. It cannot be word for word. It has to be conceptual, doesn't it? And isn't that just the best thing? Isn't that what's happening here? We're not whispering words into Esther's ear that she is repeating. It's conceptual. We're offering her knowledge at unconscious levels, and she's translated into the physical word equivalent. But there is much more that is happening vibrationally too, and the same is true for you too, you see. This is truly a conversation about the grid, isn't it? Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
If you're interested in learning more about raising your vibration, check out our show notes.